Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and as you probably know by now, we have a new general manager here. His name is Kerry Levitt, and he is my guest today. Kerry, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, people are interested in your background, and so why don't you just kind of start at the beginning and tell us about it.
Sure. And I'll probably need to give you the Reader's Digest version because after 30 plus years in the industry,
yes,
I don't want
yes,
to bore, yeah, don't bore need, you with all the details,
year
right?
By year.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts, right? So I have been in the homeowner association management industry for more than 30 years. The first 15 years of that was spent working and living on the coast in Orange County and was working for a large community management company at that point. And then several years into that process, and during that time, I had managed a wide portfolio of different types of communities, ranging from a boat dock homeowners association. We don't have too many of those
in
the desert.
That's an interesting set of problems, I'll bet.
Right, to master plan communities, to active adult or retirement communities as well. And during part of that 15 years, I actually went to work for a large developer, which was the Irvine Company, who basically has built over half of Orange County, and worked for that home builder. And part of that time was spent serving on 12 boards of directors simultaneously.
My God. How did you keep all that straight?
Well, I jokingly say it was probably good medications and a good psychiatrist. But, yes, yeah, so I think the really benefit is that as a result of that, I gained a very good appreciation and respect for board members and the differences of what their jobs and tasks entail as opposed to just the management side of things. And so I think as a result, it's actually made me a much better manager since then, because I can understand their pain and their issues. And so when a homeowner board member here at Sun City or at any of the communities that I've managed out here in the desert will say, oh, these board meetings are putting me into the ground, trust me, you know that expression, I feel your pain? I feel your pain. I've been there before. So, but it's a good thing because I counted those as blessings, the time I spent on those boards. And then about 15 years ago, I moved out to the Coachella Valley. The first job I was offered and served on was as the first manager for the Trilogy in the Quinta community, and was there for approximately a year, and then transitioned to Desert Resort Management, where I have been the on-site manager at the Tuscana Country Club Homeowners Association in Indian Wells, and have also served as an executive vice president for Desert Resort Management, doing their sales and marketing. And part of that time frame is the last 3 years. I actually, I'm still scratching my head wondering why I ran, but I'm actually serving as the board president for my own homeowners association. So you might say I'm a bit of a glutton for punishment because I would deal with this all day long, but it's from a different side of the coin. It's as the board president, and I think that my experience as a manager for homeowners associations makes me have a little more empathy for the manager's role.
And Tuscana is a much smaller, very high-end community, but are there problems and issues essentially the same as what happens here or different?
You know, it's funny, if you go back and look to the late 1800s when the first homeowner association was formed on the East Coast, it's always the same three issues. They call them the three P's. It's people, parking, and pets. The first homeowners association formed in the East Coast was actually a parking HOA because of the buggies and the wagons with the horses needed a place to park. And, of course, they had a problem with the animals doing their thing in the street, and of course people fighting over parking spaces and dysfunction from just bit different people. So things really haven't changed, and it's really still the same today.
So the people who complain about the dog poop, it could have been worse. There used to be horses.
Right. So good thing it wasn't like a mastodon or something. So yes, so the issues are the same, and what you find is that people just want to feel comfortable, that their feelings and their opinions are heard, and they may not be acted on because the board or the management company may have restrictions on what can actually be done to help resolve a problem. But just listening to somebody and sharing empathy with them as to, you know, I'd like to help you, so let's see what we can do to get to yes rather than make the first answer no, mm-hmm. is a mm-hmm. crucial part of whether it's a board member or a manager or the staff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as you know, a large percentage of our residents are not here right now, but they'll be back in the fall. And is there anything you'd like to say to them right now?
Yes, I'm looking forward to getting to know them as well as the people that are here currently this time of year. As I mentioned at the board meeting, there's about 6,500 more of you than there is of me. So please be patient as I learn not only the individual aspects of the community, and by the way, you know, Sun City, Shadow Hills is a beautiful, gorgeous community with wonderful grounds and amenities, with really caring, wonderful homeowners, a great board of directors, and I also want to give a shout out to our great on-site staff. They are very dedicated and committed and hardworking, and I'm sure that the residents already know that and appreciate that, yeah. But I'm coming to appreciate that. So, you know, I'm just going to be spending as much time as I can to get more familiar with the community, with the ins and outs, the intricacies. And the one thing that I have just been blown away by is the amount of professionalism and expertise that's professional to help run basically what's a city. Sometimes residents forget that this community is about the same size as the city of Indian Wells. Mm-hmm. So when you're having all those different, services, in essence, my job as the general manager is really more in tune with what the skill sets would be needed for a city manager. Mm-hmm. And if you look at cities that have different, design review committees and financial committees and maintenance committees, and they also have, instead of a board of directors, of course, they have, a mayor and city council members, but that's really sort of the business model for here that's different than some homeowners associations.
Yeah. By the way, approximately how many people work here?
We have 50, more than 50 full-time employees, and then we have a number of part-time. I know I heard this number in our first draft meeting for the budget this morning, but you'll have to forgive me. I don't remember the exact number.
Well, it doesn't matter, but it's a lot more than you'd think. This
right.
is a big business
right.
And a big community that you're running here.
Right, because it's a city. So you think about it, we have a recreation department. You know, that's the activities. Mm-hmm. You have front desk staff, you have all the different activities, the concerts and the, comedy club, and all the different things that make up people utilizing on a very active schedule, the clubhouses, the fitness centers, the tennis, pickleball, spas, the dog parks. I mean, all those things are something that you would see replicated in a city. And so we have staff to handle many of those things in-house because that's the most efficient way to do that. And then there are several large contracts that presently appear to be a better fit for using an outside vendor that's having gone through a competitive bidding process, checking references, and certainly continuity on the part of vendors and staff are key factors in homeowner satisfaction, because when they meet a vendor or they meet a staff member, that person's been here for 2, 3, 4 years, there's a recognition of face, there may be even over the particular concern that homeowner may have, and that ability to have that time of interaction is really not well served by just turning over staff and vendors for just no reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, did I miss anything? Those are all the questions I thought of.
Well, I would like to just say, you know, to the residents that are out there that I haven't met, I'm so excited to be here. Having been in the industry for about 30 years, this is certainly a more complex, and especially with some of the issues that are going on presently, I'm really looking forward and have rolled up my sleeves and I'm fully invested in staying here, and I hope it's a long and really a great relationship, not only with the board, with the communities, and with staff members and with the residents that are out there. So I'm really looking forward to getting to meet many more of you in the months to come.
Great. Well, I appreciate your stopping by, and we're very happy to have you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
And so for the audience, that'll wrap up another podcast. I have a request, as always, and that is if you're enjoying these, that you tell one other person. Tell your neighbor, tell your friend who doesn't live here, who you would like to have live here. That the strategy is working. But there's still plenty of room for growth. So until next time, bye-bye.